Amen. Amen. All right, you guys can go downstairs. Children through fifth grade are excused to go downstairs, and middle school class is meeting today upstairs.
Today's Old Testament reading is from Psalm chapter 147, verses 1 to 11. And it's in the Pew Bible, page 549, and in the large print Bible, page 715. And it reads, "Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord built up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, make grass grow on the hills. He gives to the animals their food and to the young ravens when they cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the speed of a runner. But the Lord makes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love." Our second reading is from the New Testament, Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 22. And it's in the Pew page, chapter 3, and in the large print Bible, page 4. "Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew from Galilee to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. 'Lord of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region in shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.' As he walked by the sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fish for the people.' Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother, John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately he left the boat and their father. They left the boat and their father and followed him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Good morning. I want to start out today by talking about something that's really been on my mind this week, something I've been thinking a lot about, an important issue, zombies. Zombies. They want to eat your brains. They'll attack at any chance they get. They're soulless, lifeless. Look out, because zombies could attack at any time. Have you not been following this story? It's been in the news. A recent article by Chuck Klosterman of the New York Times explains that zombies are unlike other creatures that go bump in the night. Let's go back from that. Not yet. Zombies are unlike other creatures that go bump in the night. Godzilla could stomp on us. King Kong could overpower us. A vampire like Dracula could change shapes, hide in dark places, and ambush us. But zombies can't do any of those things. For zombies, their main feature is just persistence. They want to eat your brains, that's a given with a zombie, and so they're coming after you, wave after wave of mindless zombies. Of course, they can't think or plan, and they don't have any special powers, so when a zombie attacks you, the good news is they're really easy to kill. You can use anything at your disposal just to bonk them or stop them from attacking. Here's a quote from this article. Every zombie war is a war of attrition. It's like this microphone. It's always a numbers game, and it's more repetitive than complex. In other words, zombie killing... I don't know what to make of this thing. In other words, zombie killing is philosophically similar to reading and deleting 400... Can we just turn this off? I don't know. Philosophically similar to reading and deleting 400 work emails on a Monday morning and then filling out paperwork that only generates more paperwork, or following Twitter gossip out of obligation, or performing tedious tasks in which the only true risk is being consumed by the avalanche. The principal downside of any zombie attack is that the zombies will never stop coming. The principal downside to life is that you will never be finished with whatever it is that you do. So the zombies are sort of a metaphor for modern life, or maybe the modern workplace. There are parts of any job that can seem zombie-like, can't they? They're boring, or they don't seem to have any appearance of relevance to your life. And yet there are things that you and I have to do every day, and
moment in our service where we offer of ourselves and our gifts to God in response to Christ offering himself for us.
Amen. Please remain standing for our final hymn, which is Take My Life and Let It Be, familiar words with a different kind of tune. You're invited to sing along. Benediction as we have our annual meeting time. If you're not a member of this congregation, you're also invited to stay, or you can head downstairs to get ready for the brunch or hang out in the Hope Room a little bit. We hope that this meeting will be fairly short. How long are we thinking, Pastor Chris?
Who knows?
Give us some hope.
15 minutes max.
15 minutes max. Amazing. It was like the gospel spoken here. So 15-minute meeting followed by a great brunch. We hope you'll stick around and enjoy fellowship and food together. Now go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all persons. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of His Spirit. May the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain within you, both now and forevermore. Amen.
You may be seated. If we could get a couple of volunteers in the back to pass out copies of the annual reports, that would be helpful for us as we move forward to the docket and swiftly move through our annual meeting. It would probably be also good for someone to go downstairs and tell the kitchen that we'll probably be done a little earlier than we thought. The annual report is being passed out to you, and the inside page is the docket for the meeting, and we hope that you will take it home to read in its entirety if you did not pick one up before the worship service. And it's coming around on maybe both sides. Good, great. Let us begin with prayer, as I believe we do have a quorum. Our clerk is somewhere, is she? Where's our clerk? Uh-oh, we might need to make a switch on that. I think she's the... Thank you, Jill. We do have a quorum. Let us begin in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we have been most blessed by you as a community here as we seek to strengthen one another. We ask your blessing on this time of annual meeting here, that all that we do might be for your will alone, that we might indeed follow where you alone lead us, and that as we reflect back on the year past, we might be strengthened in the knowledge that you are in the midst of us, leading us this day and all days. In Christ we pray. Amen. It's Dave.
Sorry, I think it might be.
I think it's Dave. If you look inside, at the bottom of the first page is the docket. Is there a motion to approve the docket as listed? Stop moving. There's a second to adopt the docket. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion passes. It is the practice of this congregation to provisionally approve the minutes of all congregational meetings. They are in the back of the annual report for your review. The session reviews them for accuracy, and they have all been approved by the session. Is there a motion to approve them as a congregation? They're in the back of your annual report. Second? All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. As I said earlier, the reports are there for your review. It has been our practice to provide written reports. You can continue to read them. I'm sure there could be a time downstairs to answer any questions that might arise from your reading them. Each of our areas of ministry and life, we write a written report. The session has also approved the 2011 budget, which is approved by the session, not the congregation. That's probably where we saved some time over the UCC. The session approves that budget based on our vision for the upcoming year, and you will find that in the back of the back of your annual report for your review. You will note that the budget that we are approving is a little bit lower than last year's budget, and it is in large part due to the continuing realities of our economy. A couple of notes of correction and addition to the annual report. On the front page, we did indeed have a spring congregational meeting, at which point we elected auditors and nominating committees, and somehow that did not get translated. But if you would make the following adjustments, and I see that we're going to have to make some more adjustments as well. For the class of 2012 as auditor, it should be Barbara Claflin instead of Kwesia Gore. And for the class of 213, we elected Joe DiGiovanni before he announced his move to North Carolina. So we will be working on that as we move forward. But we have two auditors there. Barbara Claflin is in the class of 212. What? Yes, for the class of 2012. Oh, did I say something? For the nominating committee this year, we have David Bay, Judy Blackadar, and Letitia Tate, who were duly elected at that May congregational meeting. Also, you will note if you read very closely and get a gold star that the Outreach Committee reported that we were at 17.3% of the budget for the for outreach expenditures this year, and our treasurer, who is more reliable than the Outreach Committee in that respect, reports that we were at 16%. When we figured our percentage for the writing of the report, we didn't have all of the final expenses noted from the expenditures. So 16% is your correct number. The goal this year was 13%, so we're very pleased that we came in at 16%, even with the changes that we needed to make. Are there any comments or questions with regard to the annual report this morning? Everyone looks hungry. Is there a motion to receive the reports that have been provided to you in writing? Second? All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. So moved. We will now recess this congregational meeting for a meeting of the corporation of the church. And our president of the corporation is Judy Babcock.
I call to order the meeting of the Corporation of the Providence Presbyterian Church, and I understand the reports that we receive are those of the finances. Okay. Do we need a motion to accept those? Is there a motion to accept those reports? Second? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Now we have to elect an agent to represent us, which has been Dan Varon. Are there any nominations? Are there any nominations for the agent?
Besides Dan Varon.
Oh.
Dan
has agreed to serve. Are there any nominations besides Dan Varon? All right. All in favor of appointing Dan Varon as our agent, please say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Is there any other business of the corporation? If not, then I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Second? All in favor? Motion carries.
For those of you who wonder what an agent does, it's if any big movie deals come our way, he negotiates for us. No. Actually, we need to name an agent for filing papers with the state to show that we are duly organized. And this kind of very constitutional meeting shows just how duly organized we are. Is there any other old business to come before the congregation? Or new business? Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting of the congregation in order for us to move towards brunch and fellowship together. If there is anyone who would like to make that motion. Okay, all right. Second? All those in favor say aye. Then let us stand and join together in prayer.
Let us pray. O God, with hungry hearts and hungry tummies, we come to you today, thanking you for gathering us in your name, for feeding us by your word, for binding us together as your people. We pray for the food we are about to eat, that you might bless it to our bodies and us to your service. We pray for our congregation in the year past, your faithfulness, and in the year to come, the hope that you instill in our hearts. All these things through Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. You're released to downstairs for the brunch. Now, what's wrong with this freaking mic? I think it might be me, though.
I think it is. Because
it's like, kind of like if I move.
Do you have your cell phone? Is it in your pocket?
Nope. It's in the back.
Interfering with
Is your thing straight? Like, my. zombies, you're not going to have a life well spent to fight zombies. It's war. Yeah, right. And basically, what I would do in my world is zombies come to two times fast.
I did not know going in, like, on road along, full of
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Peggy wants us to lock it.